Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It's 9:25 here, and we continue our show here. Our next segment, we're going to talk with members of the Kansas State University Military Affairs Innovation Center. I've got our guest, Dr. Art DeGroat, Lieutenant Colonel retired, Executive Director of Military and Affairs and Veterans Affairs. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
We've also got Dr. Bradley Harrison, MD, Manhattan Primary Care and former Army Major Physician, combat service as a battlefield surgeon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you both for your service here, by the way. Continuing on, a very important topic here, military and veterans PTSD, suicide prevention, and a new treatment that's available here in Manhattan. I'll start with you, Dr. DeGroat. What can you tell us about this issue and how it's affecting our community?
Yeah, for those who have followed my work in the last 19 years in military affairs in our community, there's been a lot of good things that we've done, and I think what we're going to talk about today could be one of the most consequential new developments in military and veterans affairs in Manhattan. And it's regarding military behavioral health and particularly PTSD and treatment. Very recently, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs released the National Strategy for the Prevention of Veteran Suicide. It's a national mandate demanding new ways of dealing with this epidemic problem of veterans not getting the care that they need for a lot of reasons and then ultimately taking their life. Kansas is one of seven states that has accepted the governor's challenge to work on this, and I've been very fortunate to put on this committee in Kansas to try to find new strategies. One of the three things that are important that kind of lead into what we're going to talk about today is that the VA has made the number one clinical priority the prevention of military and veteran suicide. There's a call for coordinated evidence-based practice, and there's a pressing need for novel and effective treatment of PTSD. So in response of those three things, one of our medical entrepreneurs in our community, Jeff Mathis, has discovered an amazing treatment opportunity and is bringing it here to Manhattan, particularly for our high concentration of military and veteran community. And so it's called TMS, and I'll kind of let Dr. Harrison explain a little more about that.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about TMS and what it is.
So TMS is transcranial magnetic stimulation, and it's going to be offered here, I believe, starting tomorrow will be the first patients that will be undergoing treatment with that. I view it as another tool for your toolbox, so to speak. So in patients who have tried multiple different therapies, perhaps for depression, anxiety, PTSD, and such, this is another option that is available. And I would say particularly for the military community, I think that TRICARE insurance is ahead of the game, so to speak. So for Blue Cross Blue Shield patients or commercially insured patients, you have to fail or have tried multiple different medications to the tune of approximately four different treatment modalities. The TRICARE insured patients only have to have one failure. So I think that the TRICARE community or the military community is at the forefront of this and recognizing this transcranial magnetic stimulation as a new therapeutic option that we can offer. In most cases, it's in large cities, and it happens to be now here locally, often supported by grants or in bigger communities with a larger service population. But we are fortunate that Katie's Way now has this technology and is able to offer it to our patients. What it is transcranial magnetic stimulation is much like a helmet or a hair dryer that women would have at a salon that would go over the head. It pulses a magnetic impulse into their brain to work at specific receptor sites to hopefully kind of reset those neurotransmitters is kind of the basic science behind it. It is approved for major depressive disorder. It's also now approved for obsessive compulsive disorder. And I can tell you from the scientific standpoint, there's going to be lots and lots of research done on multiple different types of mental health disorders and how these different magnetic impulses can help with those patients.
Interesting. And so have you heard a lot of success with this therapy then, Dr. Harrison?
I think it's new and upcoming. I think that, again, it's another tool for the toolbox that we as practitioners can use. It's not been local. so we don't have a lot of patients who have been able to use it here. Nationally, I think the rates of success are definitely up there with medications as well. Again, a lot of the patients who have been in the studies for this type of modality have been on multiple medications in the past, so it's difficult necessarily to find how effective it can be in a new patient. So I think that it's promising, and it provides us a little bit of hope.
All right. Dr. DeGro, we hear a lot about how military folks are reluctant to use the health care available that they need as a stigma. So why is TMS any different?
Yeah, that's a good question. And as Dr. Harrison kind of talked about what TMS is, basically it's a non-pharmaceutical approach to treating, not just to relieve symptoms, but actually to cure people. You know, soldiers, and myself included, when I was in the military, and probably Dr. Harrison, there's a stigma. There's a resistance to accepting health care for several good reasons. You know, one, it's appearing to be weak to your fellow team members in the Army. And secondly, there's kind of a fear that that the Army will prejudice you for being damaged or injured, in this case, psychologically, and there may be consequences of you're not able to do your duty, you're not being able to deploy and do your mission, you may not be retained in the military. So there's good reasons for good soldiers that have health needs to not reach out. Here's the kind of the sad part, but those that do for behavioral issues usually get antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, and those medications, a lot of them have personal side effects that affect their ability to do their duty also. So they may not be able to operate heavy equipment or weapon systems, or they can't fly helicopters. They're not deployable in some cases. So when they do get help, there are consequences to their duty, and for good reasons, because of the pharmaceuticals that they're taking. So TMS is non-pharmaceutical. It's evidence-based solution. It's non-invasive. And to Katie's way, it's offered in an off-post community setting. They have the privacy to go, you know, and not sit in a military clinic and have their buddies see them there, if that's important to them for the privacy and anonymity of it. So it meets what the VA strategy calls for, culturally appropriate treatment. And Katie's Way is offering a culturally appropriate way to treat them. I want to kind of close this comment with saying that we're doing this with the full cooperation of Irwin Army Community Hospital. We were invited out to do what's called a grand rounds. We spent about an hour and a half presenting all of the research, all of the data on how the efficacy of how this works. So this is going to be done with Katie's Way in full coordination with the physicians at Fort Riley and local physicians that are serving our military community through the TRICARE program. So we're really excited about this, and it's really a soldier friendly treatment that should be really, really important for them to get healing without the consequences that they're concerned about.
Okay. Well, Dr. Harrison, can you kind of share what the current status of TMS is at Katie's Way?
Sure. I'd start by saying that Katie's Way was established as a pediatric adolescent young adult clinic for mental health disorders, typically seeing patients between ages 2 and 26. This modality, transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, that's going to be offered will be approved for adults 18 and older. So there's no age range that's an adult that can't be referred to Katie's Way. What's interesting is that when a new medication comes out, you know, it goes through multiple testing, and once it hits the market, it's pretty much available for any provider to prescribe. Well, TMS has not been in this region before, so we have had to go through quite a few hurdles to get this approved and accepted and able to be prescribed as a modality for patients, to include testing as well as training for the providers who will be performing the TMS services. It's here. I've referred a number of patients already who I believe will be getting their first treatment starting tomorrow on a Saturday. So how it works is you are referred by a provider, whether it's a primary care provider or a psychiatric provider, who sends a consult to Katie's Way. You will then be The patient would be evaluated by a psychiatrist, an appointment where they go through medication history and what's been tried, what's been utilized. And then after that, they would be set up for the modality to be performed. where the patient would have the treatment that lasts anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes typically depending on their symptoms, depending on what the psychiatrist believes, how long those treatments can last. So we have successfully been able to get this through the commercial insurances, namely Blue Cross Blue Shield, and now we're hoping that it will continue with kind of the TRICARE dependent population as well.
I would just add, too, another interesting thing about this is this treatment plan is 6 to 9 weeks long where the patient goes every day for like 30 minutes for a painless thing. They can read a book or watch a movie while it's happening. And they can go back to work or back to life. So it's a 9-week thing. And so it's at Walter Reed in Bethesda. The military medicine is using this, but the problem is it's not available locally. So if a physician wanted to send a Fort Riley soldier to have this treatment, they would have to go to like Walter Reed and stay 9 weeks on medical travel and live there for 9 weeks. That's just too hard on families. That's too hard on people. So one of the real benefits here is that this large military population that may need this can just go on a daily appointment, just drive 17 miles from Fort Riley, go for 20 minutes, have a treatment, and go home and go back to their life. So the availability and accessibility of this is really off the charts. So it's not novel what the approach is. It's novel that we have it here for Fort Riley and for our veteran community. That's an amazing thing that Dr. Mathis and Dr. Harris and others and all the Katie's Way staff are doing. So it's very powerful. We've got to leverage this to help our people.
It's such an important topic here, and obviously a lot of people affected by this. So, Dr. DeGro, if there is a military veteran listener out there and they're considering this possibly as a treatment option, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I know tons of soldiers. I'm a former soldier myself, and I'm telling you, if they're suffering, they don't have to suffer. And if they're not wanting to be on medications, and if they need medications, yes. But if they're looking for ways to, maybe to try something else, not just to get some relief. But maybe just to get cured and they can continue to serve proudly in the military and take care of their families. This is a call to action. I mean, I think they need to personally just talk to their physicians and say, listen, I'm having these problems and I'd like to give this. If I'm a good candidate for this, please give me a shot at this. Give me a chance of getting well in this way and then not being kind of strapped to medications. Now, again, I'm not anti-medication, but all the studies conclude that all these medications are related in some cases to the suicide problem. When they fail, they have a high failure rate. It's why the military has made this so available and so easy for physicians to send their people here. You don't have to fail and be very, very vulnerable. So it's a call to action. We've brought this here. We've built this thing, and I'm asking people to come if they need this care. Our people need this. They deserve it. Nothing less. So. If you're suffering, ask for TMS.
Okay. Dr. Harrison, closing comments?
Yeah, I agree with what Dr. DeGroat said, not just for soldiers and their families, but for patients out there who could be suffering, who may have tried multiple medications in the past, and not just a failure of medication, so to speak, but maybe they had a side effect that was intolerable, or maybe they weren't able to reach the effectiveness of the medication that they were on. Again, I view this as another tool for the toolbox that practitioners can use. We're not coming out with lots of new novel medications, so to speak, but this is a modality that has been proven, FDA approved for the treatment of major depressive disorder. It's, again, another tool, and like Art said, this is a call to action for the entire population that could be something that provides hope for patients out there.
All right. And Dr. DeGroat, any final thoughts
here?
No,
thank you very much.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys being here. Dr. Art DeGroat, again, Lieutenant Colonel, Executive Director of Military and Veterans Affairs there at K-State Military Affairs, and Dr. Bradley Harrison, Manhattan Primary Care. We'll have this information archived on our website, newsradiokman.com, just a little bit later. And Focus continues after this on K-Man.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating,